Oh, my goodness.
And somebody tried to give him a little basket to put on there, a little cute little girl. And we still haven't found the culprit. That was a couple of years ago, and he still got it and installed it.
Oh, I'm going to have a video of that.
Hey, whenever you go, whenever he walks by you, Susan, just when he walks by you, just go, look at the glutes on that gap, and then just walk off.
Thank you. Thank you, Hare, or Eric.
Well, Eric, I got to hit the top of the hour break.
You can say I said it. All right, y'all. Adios.
We do have to top our break. More news and views after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Day two of testimony in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. Entering the courthouse, Mr. Trump blasted the pro-Palestinian students participating in campus protests over the Israel-Palestinian war. An Arizona judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a rancher accused of fatally shooting a Mexican man on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. Jurors could not reach a consensus on last year's fatal shooting. 75-year-old George Allen Kelly had been charged with second-degree murder. In health news, a West Virginia hospital confirmed the first known case of measles in the state since 2009. On Wall Street, the Dow had 275 points, the NASDAQ up 233. This is SRN News.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is expected to speak today in support of legislation that would create a child care tax credit. This is part of the bipartisan Working for Alabama legislative package encouraging businesses to offer child care services to their employees. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed and other officials announced new initiatives to aid small businesses in the River region on Monday. A portion of the funds from the American Rescue Plan Act will go to a small business multi-million dollar low-interest loan program. The PETA organization, that's People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sent a letter to the Florabama Lounge Monday urging that the dead fish used at the popular mullet toss event be replaced with fake rubber fish. The Florabama Interstate Mullet Toss happens this weekend, most likely with real mullet. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all this wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now, we're trying to train somebody up here on the phone, so you don't have to have a real reason, but if we can help our trainee here.
Yeah, just speak succinctly, clearly.
272-9228. Help her out as she's learning our new phone system.
Slowly. Speak slowly.
Now, is it odd being back? Because this is a different studio, but is it odd being back? Like, I know you were on with Greg a few days ago, like last week or something?
I really was a little hesitant to join him because he invited me to come sit in for a while when I first got back to Montgomery. And, you know, I wasn't sure that we would even have a rapport. It's been 9 years since we were on the air together.
Right.
But he's still Greg.
Oh, yeah.
And it was still the most fun ever. So, yeah. So I'm going to do maybe Thursday morning or Friday morning, depending on when Rich is at.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. The phone's ringing. I can answer it.
Go for it. We got Susan Woody in the studio. She's my trainee today. Of course, there's all sorts of headlines out there. IQs are apparently falling for the first time ever. IQs are falling for the first time ever. That is not a good sign, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go into that. Because this is from the Daily Mail across the pond. America's fight to save handwriting from extinction. As IQs begin to fall for the first time ever, and teachers warn some 20-year-olds can't sign checks anymore.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Several U.S. states are trying to prevent handwriting from going extinct, increasingly swapping pen and paper for tablets and computers. And I admit, folks, I'm a bit more of a writer with my phone and on my computer, but there are times where it's like I just got to go back to pen and paper myself. But the U.S. government removed the skill of actual handwriting from core curriculum in 2010 due to claims it was time-consuming and would not be useful in the age of technology, which meant schools could instead focus on typing classes. Handwriting is considered a fine motor skill that stimulates and challenges the brain, but with schools turning to technology instead, some teachers are complaining students can barely hold a pencil, but can swipe and double-click on their devices. Now, previous studies have revealed that IQ scores have dropped for the first time in a century, indicating that technology could be to blame. That, or the way we're using the technology... Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, there is some truth to, like, the more we rely on machines, the more that we're going to, well, lose our own wits. So we'll see where it goes, but let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Good. That is a very interesting observation there about the handwriting. And you know, golly Moses, I agree, because manuals... dexterity has everything to do with intelligence and how you use your hands and focus and all that kind of stuff. That really helps with all that connections in your brain. I have a feeling somebody who didn't like left-handed people's writings started all this stuff, so they wouldn't have to read what the hell we wrote anymore. Yes, because I probably needed to type, because ain't one nun who can read my writing at St. Pete's. I got D in writing every year, Kelly.
Well, I'm not really that surprised, honestly.
No, you know, I'm just left-handed. I can't even read my own writing.
I think it's more than being left-handed. Come on, I've gotten to know you.
Yeah, but I can play the hell out of a lot of musical instruments.
There you go. There you go.
Who gives a damn about the pen? on another subject, I think the goal with Donald Trump and his trials is to get his ass in jail as soon as possible. And therefore, they could extradite him to Georgia for his election fraud trial. And I'm starting to get the real creeps about this thing in New York City, man, because they're ready to hang him. Don't nobody like Donald Trump in New York.
I think this case is, this particular one's a joke. Maybe, and I don't think Georgia's going to be one. The documents case maybe has something more to it, but we'll see what Judge Cannon does in those. But maybe I'm wrong and what you're saying is true. They're going to throw him in jail, and, that'll be the end of it. But did you see what Trump came out and said on True Social? Are you a True Social guy, Red Top?
No, but I get all his posts are... Most are read by news people on all the nine networks I watch every day. So I don't see all of them, but fill me in.
Yeah. Okay. So this one came out this morning. This is about Judge Merchan, who is the judge in this Stormy Daniels catch and kill the violation of finance law for elections. And here's Trump, what he said, quote, "Highly conflicted, to put it mildly, Judge Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. Everybody is allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court."
Now, that's what he said right before he went into the courtroom.
Yeah, it is. They're like, "You need to shut up, Mr. Trump." I'm not going to shut up. In fact, I'm a genie. Rub my box. I give you a wish.
They played that on Newsmax this morning, right before he went in. Now, has he been charged with contempt of court?
They're talking about it still. The lawyers and judges, or the judge and lawyers, are going back and forth about it.
Yeah, you know, it is now officially 8 years this man has been harassed by the Justice Department. And if he don't win, I have very strong concerns about all the people who have been for him all these 8 years and posted and journalists and all this kind of stuff. It kind of gives me the creeps. Because they're going to, the Justice Department has no limits on it now, or none of the intelligence. This is a weird situation, out of control, you know what I mean? They could really do any damn thing they want to you and me or anybody else, and wouldn't be nothing we could do about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable with this group.
Well, I think the entire government is illegitimate from a constitutional and moral basis, but unfortunately, governments can be legitimate in terms of their just sheer power to control. So,
that's been going on since the 60s.
Yep.
Ask an old hippie like me.
Yep.
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, bud.
Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
What, You have the loveliest lady in your studio today. I was so glad to hear her voice. And I was hoping someone would talk about Moses today, Holy Moses. And what do you know? The young boy from St. Bede, bam, he says, a Holy Moses. Happy Passover, Red Top. Thank you. Now, you see, I don't even have to talk about Moses and having to, you get this angel of death passing over Israel. He already broke the ice on that. So, yes, happy post-Passover. And hang on a second. I had this thought in my head.
All right.
I don't know why. It must be because of the stroke. I see a lady swinging over the stage as a Peter Pan. That was a lovely image in my mind because, Miss Susan, it's fantastic to hear you back in town.
Well, thank you so much. I think Joey probably wasn't even born when I was doing Peter Pan.
Oh, my goodness. That might be right.
He was a young fella. I think Red Top might have been a young fella, too. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm just so amazed that Joey is so articulate and verbose. When he first came here, he barely spoke.
Yeah, I know how to shut up.
He was so quiet.
And he has done very, very well.
He has.
Yeah, but wait till I start ranting, Susan. You're going to be like, oh, no. Like,
did you learn that from Greg?
Yeah, man, just life.
Just but life, Susan, yeah. Be sure to have him show you pictures. He's a brother, little baby, sweet baby, and now we have Uncle Joey in the studio.
It's amazing.
I know, and Grandma Moses here in the chair. So,
anyway, I'm going to sit here rambling on because I feel like I have already done today already when I talked to Eddie Bader and Joey and everybody else. All the days just run together, but wait.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, did you go out and look at the moon yesterday?
No, I did not.
Did you not know about the lurid comets going around the comets? You don't know about that either, do you?
The lurid comet?
Yes,
comets?
Sir. These things coincide again with high holy times. This is a warning. This is a warning. Pay attention to the Lord maker of all things, great and small, and do what he says, or you'll wind up like Red Top in trouble getting a switch.
Well, Crawdad, you sound great, man, and great hearing from you.
Thank you. And tell Eddie over there, Eddie, where's my mullet, dang it? I want my mullet.
Okay, I'll pass it along. Thank you, Crawdad. Wow. Blast from the past there. No, it does bring back memories where, you know, when I first started here, I've learned, it's a good skill, especially I've learned in politics, especially. Like, there are times when you should just shut the F up.
Well, I really didn't know you had a brain because you never said anything.
Yeah.
And here you are all smart and everything. I'm very impressed.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember I had to co-host, like, a guest host for Greg in the morning, and you just kept dogging me about living with my parents.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I apologize.
That doesn't,
Joey.
That's out of character, right? He wouldn't mess
with
something.
That was my job on the morning show, as I recall it.
I do remember that, because it was funny.
Yeah, I was nicknamed, actually, by one of our owners at the time. I can't say the word on the air.
Oh.
But it starts with S, and the second word is stirrer.
Oh, crap stirrer.
Yeah, that.
You're right.
A little more succinct, actually.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, I just stirred stuff up. But not anymore.
Oh, you've turned over a new leaf?
I am so calm now. I had a little hospital incident, a little medical scare last summer. And as I'm lying there for a week thinking about life and how I almost lost it,
right.
I decided that the rest of whatever I have left on this earth is going to be calm and quiet and drama-free.
Amen.
I'm not sure I can do Greg's show.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He may decide to get somebody else now.
And now you're back to the scene of the crime.
That's right.
Here we go. I got to hit this break. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Joey, and we have Susan here in the studio. We're training her up on the phone, so 272-9228, if you want to put her to work. Now, let's just go through some headlines here. This is a follow-up from a story we did last week. The story was Dubai had historic flooding after rainfall they had never, ever seen, and that was partly due to their cloud seeding. They were trying to manipulate the weather using cloud seeding techniques, and it gave them too much rain. We played those images, those videos from Dubai last week, and it doesn't look natural. It looks like, okay, we messed around with Mother Nature and she's messing back. Well, now you're seeing pictures, comparable pictures, coming out of China. Show bridges collapsing and homes underwater as once-in-a-century floods threaten 127 million people in China. It's in the Guangdong region. Never been there. You ever been there, Susan? Guangdong region, China? Guangdong. That's the name of it, Guangdong. I'm not making it up. It's like it just to the southeast of Hunan. I guess you haven't been to Guangdong then. Okay. But the visual shows streets in the area filled with water as cars and roads are completely submerged. It shows a bridge collapsing, battered and collapsing, vicious river water. And this is, again, probably due to some of these cloud seeding methods. Like, these places want rain, and they're getting way, way too much of it. Now, I'm moving on from that, because that's just, like, it's a tale as old as time. Don't mess with Mother Nature. Don't mess with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beal, so to speak. Like, this, it's not going to work out well. We have a new study, though. This is one of my favorite websites, studyfinds.org. Because some of these studies, you're like, did they really need a study for that? Like, eating cake every day will make you fat. Like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, this one, I don't know if it's so obvious or not. They asked, when does old age begin?
Wait a minute now.
What? This I didn't plan this.
Oh, really?
Well, I planned to talk about it, but not with you here.
Really?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're going to bring up old age? With me here?
I prepared this for me. Okay. I didn't even know you were going to be here.
Okay, Sonny, you go ahead.
I'm glad you're Sonny. Well, that's one tell. But this is out of Berlin, so it's German doctors
okay,
and researchers.
Okay, well, I can probably contribute to this discussion.
So, when does old age really begin? Seniors think 75 is the new 65. Are we getting older later in life? People dread the idea of aging. However, a new study from an international team of researchers reveals the definition of quote-unquote old age is changing. Compared to previous generations, people now put off considering themselves old until later in life. A study conducted by a team of researchers from Germany and the United States, published in the journal Psychology and Aging, there's a journal for that, analyzed data from over 14,000 people born between 1911 and 1974 participate in the ongoing survey. And they asked a simple question. At what age would you describe someone as old?
Well, what would you describe someone as old? What age?
There's different types of old. Like, I would say clearly 80s is old.
Okay.
I would say strong, like, there's a few 80-year-olds that will surprise you, but I would say 80 is a pretty good, like, old man age. Like, you can have guys that are in their 50s that look 80, so, you know, but I'd say 80 is a good number.
Yeah, 70 was tough for me.
According to the team's findings, people in their mid-60s believe old age begins around 75. So wait, do people who are 75 think it begins at 90? Like, is this how it works, where you just keep pushing it back? This perception, though, varied significantly across different generations or birth cohorts. People born later, especially those born after 1935, tended to push back the age at which they considered someone old. In other words, the threshold for being considered old has shifted upwards over time because of, in particular, life expectancy. Well, and I'll tell you, Susan, that I've been around old men, I'll put it that way, for my whole life. Like, consider where we work. I'm dealing, and they're not old. Like, when I first met Greg, I didn't think of him as an old man, but he was 30 years older than me.
Yeah.
Dan Moore is 30 years older than me. So I kind of got used to seeing, it wasn't like some whippersnapper 20-year-old who just deals with other 20-year-olds all the time. So I've been kind of used to the, like, how especially men get when they just get old.
We prefer the word mature.
Mature.
Thank you.
Is that how it says? Is it mature?
Mature.
Mature.
I don't know. Well, I think it's all in your head.
Mm.
I mean, it's hard for me to think of myself as old as I am, but there are expectations. There are expectations of people our age, senior citizens. And if we do something that's out of character for a senior citizen, we get pushback.
What?
Like buck dance by myself with my shoes off.
That sounds fun to me.
At the Bucky's Birdcage at the Grand Hotel. Somebody wanted somebody to buck dance, and there I was all by myself. I said, I can buck dance, and so I did.
Don't see, that's just living life.
Would you expect somebody my age to do that?
Yeah, if you can pull it off.
Without any condemnation or judgment whatsoever.
Right. It's probably not good for the osteoporosis, but like... Like, no, I think it is how you behave, because I've met folks, like, well, my own grandfather, he's now 87, and life's caught up to him, but...
Is he single?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I think he'll always be married, but I don't want to get too maudlin here. But he, even at 80, he had, like, a near 200 bowling average, like, and people would meet him and go, he's 80? Where he, I knew some 60-year-olds that looked
right.
older than him. So it is how you carry yourself. It's how you treat yourself. And,
well, sometimes nature plays an ugly trick on you. And when you're 50 or 60, something happens that you don't expect. And, you know, that's difficult.
In terms of my personality, I'm a bit of an old man. I really am. It's like, Joey, what are you doing tonight?
I'm not going to argue with you.
Right. It's just true. It's like, what are you doing this weekend? The recliner. That's what I'm doing this weekend. Like, I don't want to go out.
Speaking of... So you're single still, is that right?
It's a long, complicated story.
It's just life, Joey.
Yeah, it's been about 8 years. Yeah, it's been, it's something I've tried not to say on air, but people keep trying to ask, like, why don't you have a girlfriend?
I know, I can't wait to hear the details off the air.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Okay. I'll tell you a little bit, but let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Just as long as you're not buck naked dancing, you know, I mean, just got to draw the line.
No, just barefoot. It was the only thing bare were my feet.
That's good. And, you know, Joey, he was kind of born to be an old curmudgeon, you know. I mean, I'm sorry, Joey. But, you know, I'm a hermit, so I can't really point the finger or blame too much. But this idea of old age. Man, you know, I'm 62. I'm going to be 63 next month. And I never even considered to be in this age.
Do you think of yourself as old?
I don't. In fact, well, I'll tell you something. When I was in my mid-20s, we were having a conversation among friends gathering. And one of my friends, we're talking about ages, and one of my friends said, that she was about to turn 50, and I looked at her like, dude, have you made arrangements? You know, are you ready to go?
That was harsh. You
know? I didn't say it, you know, but that's the look I had on my face. Oh, my gosh, 50. You got to be kidding. And, you know, honestly, I don't feel old at all. I don't feel, you know, would not designate myself as in old age. Now, I'll tell you, my grandparents, of course, my parents are World War II babies, so, you know, they were, born in the early 1900s, probably, or maybe a little bit before. By the time they reached about 50 or 55, if they were still alive, they had their teeth in a jar at night, you know. So, you know, so... Old age is a relative term here.
Absolutely.
We are living longer, and so I don't know what I would say. I'd say 80.
80?
I'm going to put it off as long as possible.
No, but let me flip this around a little bit. Because say they came out with, like, new tech, where it's like you could live to 200, 300. Like,
I'm for it.
You're for it?
It depends on what you're still able to do.
The quality of life.
Yeah. Quality of life. Exactly.
See, there's a part of me that's like, yeah, that'd be great. You could study all sorts of things, develop skills. But at a certain point, wouldn't you be like, I'm just done. Like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I get that.
Or is that just my, you know, me coming out? Like,
no,
is that just me?
You know, it's got to be a quality of life thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people that, you know, they're you know, on up in age a little bit, but gracious goodness, the quality of life is just down in the dirt.
I think the prospect of living forever could be just as bad as, like, going too soon. Like, it could be think it through, it could be a weird type of curse. You're like, you're a vampire or something.
Yeah, you get that, too. But anyway, so
interesting little discussion there. I think the idea of old age, what old age is, has definitely gone up, I think is my point.
Now, and that's what the researchers found here. That's what the study found.
I'm going to say it's beyond whatever they used to say. It's got to be, because I'm not an old age yet.
No, I am kind of laughing. Jokes are coming to mind. It's like, we asked old people what age is old, and they all said older than I am now.
Exactly.
Older than I am now, that's for sure. And let me put a plug in for you, Joey, okay? One of your advertisers. Thanks to Montgomery Men's Health, I have got a new lease on life, my friends.
All right, getting that tee up.
I'm telling you what, those guys, they know what they're doing. So, anyway. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you letting me call in and
enjoying
the show as usual.
Appreciate it, Papa B. Again, 272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo and his team are ready to help you with buying or selling a home here in the River Region real estate market. You know, Bo's been helping folks in the Montgomery and surrounding areas for over four decades. I think he's getting close to five working in real estate here in Montgomery. And the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying and selling your property, they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. And the Goodson Group is also the home, and this is the crown jewel there, of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed in the state, because it's a very interactive course. Bo doesn't let you just sit there. Also, it's very reasonable, meets every Thursday night. It's been the same fee all these years. And it's not just like, you know, by textbook, or he's actually sharing the 40 plus years of experiences. So he's been through it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that way you can learn it. You know, you probably want to go through the good, but do you really want to go through the bad and the ugly yourself? Would you like to learn from Bo right from the start? And the proof is, well, all the success. People have gone through Bo Goodson's real estate school and become licensed agents or more knowledgeable private players. Well, that's all you need to hear, right? So check them out today, thegoodsongroup.com. Give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. And be sure to tell them that Joey, that fella on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In the afternoon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-922. Do you like that?
Whose female voice is that?
Oh, the person who used to work here.
Oh. Oh, I think you need a bigger introduction.
You do? Okay.
I do. I think we need to work up something a little more exciting.
Well, I like the subtle, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, well, but I caught you dancing over there.
Well, the music I like. Did you pick that?
I make it.
What?
Yeah, all the stuff we come in and out of, I make.
How?
With guitar and bass and...
Oh, you play?
Yeah, and like a MIDI keyboard and...
I'm learning things about Joey, ladies and gentlemen, that you may not know. You're a musician.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Sure.
You played Jesus in Godspell in high school.
I did, yes.
So you sing and act.
No, I did that one time.
That's acting.
Well, sure. No, I didn't know what I was signing up for. Because you know the play.
Well,
when you're Jesus, it's
play.
Like you're the director
Absolutely.
On the stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. I played Mary Magdalene. That's a big shock, I'm sure.
So, yeah, no, I do all sorts of things.
Yeah, the Lamplighter Dinner Theater probably wasn't even... You probably weren't around when the Lamplighter Dinner Theater was here.
Well, and Jesus traditionally wears the Superman T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely.
Well, you also have to come in at the beginning when John the Baptist shows up and you're baptized, and you're usually in boxers or something. And I wanted to get boxers with the Superman logo in a strategic spot. The director of the play and my mother said no. My dad thought it was hilarious. He's like, go for it, but it seems like false advertising, son. And I'm like, well, that's a fair point, Dad. Like father, like son, right? And, so they nixed that. But, no, I did the whole thing. Walk
so
out there.
So you didn't get bit with a bug?
I almost thought about doing that at Auburn when I went to Auburn. Thought about it for a second and then just...
Why? Why did you not pursue that?
It didn't seem...
Your parents were saying, no, learn to get a real job.
No, I always wanted to do more of a self-directed thing, like... I could do it on my own,
like
sort of thing.
Like you're doing right now?
Right. It kind of ended up being that way. But a play's a very big team effort. And also, having to say other people's words over and over again. Like, I realize it's actually the third showing I messed up at Godspell. First two went beautifully. Didn't forget a line. Everything went all right. It was the third one. It's because I'm like, oh... You have to, stay concentrated and, stay focused.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, there was something about it that I didn't want to say other people's words, I think, is what it comes down to.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just thought all of my years in theater, I loved because I didn't have to think. I had somebody else's words to say.
I wanted my own words.
And by golly, you've got it.
Oh, I've got it.
In your own show.
Oh, I'm full of so many words. Full of that.
Here's
and other
Joey.
Things. Yeah. Well, we could change it up.
Go
into the booth with Jay.
I will do that.
Let's add a different person saying
Joey Clark.
272-9228.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
Yeah,
now.
You know what I'm talking about now. It stayed all these years somehow.
Oh, how about that?
Well, I mean, and I've learned some things over the years, Susan, from Greg. So I do have my sound effects. Like Lindsey Graham, what do you think of what's going on with the country right now?
It's not just about sex.
Thank you, Lindsey.
Stop playing with
it. Okay, that's enough. I don't need any more like that.
Shut up!
Silly woman.
Well, that's just rude. Yeah, there's just so much. I love, we were talking about Trump off air, and I love how obnoxious Trump is. I find him very, very funny. It tends to get him in trouble.
Don't get me started.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Joe Biden.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah, I know you do, sir. Like, it's just, it's a gerontocracy. We got two 80-year-old men essentially running for president again.
I'm so proud of you, Joey. Look at you. Sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
Your own show.
Yeah, we're working at it.
That is amazing. Good for you.
Do you remember when Kanye West went a little crazy?
No.
Remember, like, when he started talking about, like all the Jews?
No.
You didn't see that whole arc?
No, I don't watch what you watch.
Well, you're probably going to live longer for it. This is how I became an old man. But, yeah, like, Kanye did a whole, he went nuts. And, you know, it's kind of in the news today because you're seeing all these vehemently anti-Semitic rants on college campuses and stuff.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scary.
Pretty crazy. But Kanye started going nuts, and he did this whole several hour-long interview with Alex Jones. And it takes a lot to make Alex Jones look like the sane one. Like, I'm telling you, Joe Rogan, they're interdimensional aliens. They're commuting with them with DMT underneath UCLA. Like, that guy seemed sane next to Kanye West. And I saved this one because he said,
every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
Which just seems like that makes sense.
Sure. But
the very next thing he said, I'll play from the beginning again.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Whoa, Kanye. He literally, this is the weirdest time. I mean it. You not paying attention to the news and all this stuff.
Me, no.
Good for you.
Yeah, no.
I tell folks that all the time. It's good for you not to have to read this stuff. I go crazy having to cover this stuff. But yeah, you know, I guess I feel like I'm showing off now. Look what I can do now after 8, 9 years.
I'm so impressed. Well, you know, you're talking about what makes being older worth it is having a reason to be.
Yes.
Get involved. Join a, like, there is, and this is one, I've already started this, actually. I live 5 minutes from First United Methodist Church. Years ago, they started a respite program, which is sort of, I don't want to say adult daycare exactly, but for people who have Alzheimer's.
Right.
And it's an opportunity for those people who are suffering with memory issues and their caregivers and their spouses to spend the day together in a happy, loving, entertaining environment.
Right.
So it's such a beautiful program, and it's very successful, and it's been going on for quite some time now. And it's not just people with Alzheimer's and memory issues. It's people who are physically challenged in a way. And I'm going to volunteer there. I've already started.
No, I've, because of family experiences, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's a beautiful
reason,
thing.
A positive, wonderful reason to make people smile and happy. I went to Aldi the other day to get my favorite wine.
What's your favorite wine now?
It's called Winking Owl. It's only available at Aldi, I think.
Winking Owl.
Yeah, that's the brand. And the little lady, there's only one cashier at Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on her phone when I came to her register. And she stayed on her phone while I was standing at her register. And she finally looked up. We did the transaction. I stood in front of her for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Did you need a receipt?" I said, "No, I need a smile and eye contact from you." Okay, so maybe I am my mother. I'm not as non-confrontational as I used to be.
If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, all right, let's winking owl. Like, okay.
Well, but, you know, now I have a chance on a daily basis to make somebody's day a little bit better.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, it's not the way I handled my marriages, unfortunately. That's why I didn't last very long. Like, what'd you do for me today to make me happier, mister? But now I've sort of realized that it's my job to make someone a little happier. So that's the way I'm going to go on out.
Maybe one of these days that'll be my job.
Well, you can't not have this show.
Yeah, not covering the news the way I do. I swear, if I look at Twitter before my caffeine, I'm like, let's just let the nukes fly. Like, we're done. We're done. We don't deserve this at all.
But it's so wonderful for me to see you doing so, so well.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you.
You think you got the phones down now?
Yes, I do, and I'll probably go get lunch because I'll have to be back here in an hour, I guess.
Yeah.
At 3?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Man, so you should go.
And deal with Greg.
Yeah, good luck. I'm easy.
All right, well, thank you for letting me sit in and for, you know, helping me learn the ropes.
Well, thank you for being here.
See ya.
Good to see ya. Hey, let's hit a quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The news and views in the afternoon. Again, if you're just tuning in online, we're just a local talk show here in Montgomery, Alabama. And I appreciate you tuning in. And before we continue on, this part of the program, in fact, this entire hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And when it comes to Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon, both of those lovely ladies, are ready to help you out, well, with buying a home, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. They can walk you through that home buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. And, you know, things that you might not know about, things you might not expect in that process, well, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you. And, of course, they can also help you with a great refinance deal. So if you have credit card debt, mountains of credit card debt weighing you down, and you have equity built up in your home, well, you can unload that debt, get it off your back. Or maybe you're looking to reinvest in your property or reinvest in your family. They can help you with whatever your goal is there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a veteran, you especially want to work with Alabama Home Mortgage. They know the latest with the VA home loan programs. These are the best deal in town, veterans. These are benefits you earn through your service. So be sure to call up Alabama Home Mortgage today to take advantage. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Again, 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, that's 272-9228. Now, I'm trying to, another survey, another study, going back to study finds. The most stressful time of the day, apparently, and this is coming out of London, the most stressful time of day is 8:15 in the morning. Huh. It's a poll of 2,000 British adults, shows that 35% of people typically experience stress during the first part of the day, and 51% say they feel often overwhelmed after getting out of bed. Uh-huh. I can relate to that. The prospect of the working day ahead, running to leave the house on time, and oversleeping are the most common early morning challenges. Getting kids ready for school, looking for lost house keys, and figuring out what to wear are common anxieties, too. Parents agree that dealing with the unpredictability of kids' emotions, in addition to both feeding and dressing them and making packed lunches, can turn the morning routine into chaos. And at that time of the day, when every second matters, those polled typically lose 20 minutes and 28 seconds to morning trials and tribulations. I remember that routine. Now, I try to relax in the morning, but I can relate as I start to gear up, reading the news, see what's out there. I find my anger levels rising, and I find myself going, really, this is the country we live in? Really? For instance, I found this headline. It says, NPR has placed a trigger warning on the Declaration of Independence. You know, trigger warning's like, hey, be careful before you read this. It has this, this, and this in it, so we don't want you to be alarmed. The story quotes the U.S. Declaration of Independence, a document that contains offensive language about Native Americans, including a racial slur. History is just so traumatizing. And when you see stuff like that, you go, my goodness. But, you know, for all the silliness going on in this world, in this country, and when you look at the upcoming election in November, as we are still in a quiet period, it'll ramp up here soon. What you're finding is Americans are going back to the bread and butter issues. They are literally going back to the kitchen table. It's the economy, stupid. In particular, black and Hispanic voters are now embracing Trump on economics and well-being. Again, as polling shows that, you know, people trust Biden more to save our democracy, whatever the heck that means. But when it comes to actually, you know, making ends meet, having a robust economy, there are a lot of folks that trust Trump more on that issue. Now, will this upcoming election be more a referendum on Trump yet again, or will it be about the actual issues? Will it be about the actual cost of living in this country? Well, all it takes is to break up the Democrat Party's coalition a little bit. And that's what has folks so nervous. But this is one of the weirdest cycles I've seen in a long time, especially with RFK Jr. being thrown into the mix as war rages around the world at the same time, as despite all the happy talk about economic news, things don't seem to be getting better for average Americans, certainly. So what is the election actually going to come down to at the end of the day? Well, in a way, it has to be Trump getting out of his own way. Maybe Trump needs to understand that, yeah, go speak to the faithful. But you don't have to constantly joust with the press anymore. In fact, you can make end runs around them. So we'll see if Trump has learned lessons from the last time he was president. But I have a feeling he's still going to be Trump at the end of the day. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. How about this? I'm getting tired. I got one more hour to go, so I'm going to recharge my batteries this top of the hour break. Be right back, folks. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.